Go the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And push back a couple of metres. Kerrod Wanders just goes from dummy half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres up from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Hello and welcome to the Rampage League podcast. It's great to be back for another episode, and joining us in the studio is two regular hosts, Simon and Shay. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. And I can imagine what it's been like in your household. Panthers, Panthers, and Panthers.
Very excited to be in another final series. And I think we're going to go our three-peat, but don't get me started. That's for later on.
Yep, and I'm here too. Yeah, I'm back. I am here again. It's going to be a great week. Finals footy is here. It's getting to the business end of the season, so it's exciting for all of us. And then we're going to start off with our tips of, like, who's going to win the Daily M. Did I say that, Daily M?
Daily M.
The Laurie Daly M or the Daly Cherry Evans M. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, they put it behind closed doors a while ago now. Who is your tip, Shay, for the Daly M? And is that a Panthers player?
How did you know?
I'll leave with you. That's all I hear.
Well, I'm not being biased, but I really am. But I'm not. I think it'll either be Dylan Edwards or Nathan Cleary. That's or maybe Isaiah Yeo.
Anyone else?
No, that's all. That's my top three.
So is there no other players?
Or maybe Sean Johnson, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be Nicho Hynes again. He didn't deserve to get it last year, in my opinion.
Nicho's not been as good. So yeah, my tip, I'd either say Reece Walsh or Sean Johnson. If it's going to be a Panthers player, I would love to see Dylan Edwards get it. I think Klez might get a chance because he was out injured for a while, but he's going to bank points. He's always going to be there. Smokey. Who's your Smokey for the Daily M? Someone that you can just out of nowhere and get it.
Tino from the Titans.
Tino.
Fasawala Malali. I don't think he will, but yeah. I'm just picking one of my favourite
players.
I'll
go with Smokey here. I'm going to go DWZ. Winger.
I don't think he will, but he's been good this year.
It's his best year by far. At the Panthers years and years ago, he was not a very consistent player.
Mm.
He went to the Bulldogs, Sydney, for a while there.
Yeah, he wasn't
and,
very good.
And definitely this year, at the Wars, he's playing his best footy. So that wouldn't be angry if he got it. I think his brother. What's his brother's name? You don't know his name?
I know his name. We've met him, but I can't remember his name.
MWZ.
Malachi. Yeah, Malachi or something like that.
Malachi.
Yeah, he was lovely when we met
him. There's a great family. I think it'd be good for him to have it. But yeah, other than that, I'm looking forward to the Daly M's.
It's always an exciting time of the year leading up to the grand final and things like that.
It's a good time of the season, the finals, but then you're also like, it's almost the end of the season. What am I going to do over the off season? Waiting for him to play again next year.
But we've got the Pacific competition too.
So that'd be interesting. Yeah. So going on from that, there's been some talk about Jerome Luai with his new contract, only getting to between 7,000 and 8,000 from the Panthers. Do you think he will stay at the Panthers? Do you think he will go? He probably could get more money at other clubs.
Yeah. There's talk that other clubs, like, of course, the Bulldogs or Parramatta or Tigers, might offer him more money. But if he's loyal, he'll stay. He'll take a pay cut like everybody else has. So I think he's loyal and I think he'll stay. But I won't be surprised if he goes to get more money because he's got a young family. even though I think $800,000 is pretty good for a
love $800,000
salary.
Yeah.
But let's hope he stays. I don't know when he's going to make a decision because I think he's not off contract till next year.
Next year.
But we'll see. I'm hoping he stays.
I think after November 1 is when they can start talking. So yeah, if he goes, it's not a big deal for the Panthers, I don't think, to lose him. Mm. Like, he is a Panther. And do you see a guy on Facebook or TikTok, and he got a tattoo of him for the Premiership.
When he was like, who's your dad? Where your daddy or whatever it was, like,
ski visor. Yeah, and he had the cigar goggles hanging out. Yeah, the goggles. And Jerome actually signed it when he got it tattooed. And got tattooed his signature.
I saw.
So imagine if he left, he's got this big Panther.
Oh, memories. Memories. He's done a lot for the Panthers. I don't think he'll go. If he does go,
I would like him to go to the Tigers.
Or Raiders. I think Raiders said maybe as well.
The Roosters have unlimited salary cap too, so they could.
I don't think I couldn't see him in a Roosters jersey.
It would look weird in nothing but
a
Panthers jersey.
Yeah. Be funny to see as well if he does go to another club, if all these haters that hate him now because he's a Panther love him when they're playing for him, if he's playing for their club. I see so much hate for him. He has done nothing wrong but stick up for himself on social media.
The thing about people who hate him, hey, he's a rugby league player. He's not out there playing tiddlywinks. Yeah. Okay. You want aggression in your team.
Exactly.
He doesn't go overboard. Like,
no, he's just passionate and people get confused.
He's got some character, he's got a personality, which I don't want robots playing footy. I love to see a bit of cheek, a bit of fun. Like, if you think he's going too far, maybe you're a little bit of a pussy. that's all I'm saying. Like,
I agree.
We've met him.
And he's so nice.
He's a genuine guy, and he doesn't deserve what he gets. No. He doesn't. No football player. We give Latrell a lot of shit, we have previously. Even he doesn't get that. Indeed, the shit he gets in the media or from anyone.
Yeah.
The football players. Like,
exactly. They're human.
They're human. We're all human. We all make mistakes.
End of the day, I want him to stay a Panther. We'll see what happens. Yeah,
a lot of people from other clubs. You obviously hate some teams.
Yep.
Like, people hate Manly. Well,
people hate Panthers.
People hate Roosters, Parramatta. It's just football.
Exactly.
As long as you support your team and show your colours, that's what we want here, especially in SA. If you've got your merchandise, make sure you wear it out all week because it's finals footy.
Speaking of merchandise, I've seen, because I work in a shopping centre, I have seen South jerseys, I've seen Broncos jerseys, I've seen Queensland jerseys this week. I think everyone's bringing out their colours for the finals.
Yeah, definitely. I love seeing it, more merch. Darren?
Yes, in Adelaide at the moment, we've got the Royal Adelaide Show, and I was there yesterday, and the amount of Panthers tops I saw yesterday, I'm not sure how many I actually saw, but yes, the amount of Panthers tops.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Maybe they'll get a game down here if we got that many supporters.
That'd be excellent. It'd be excellent if we do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's interesting to talk about. A Panthers game in Adelaide, like a Panthers, anyone really, I think would draw a big crowd.
Panthers are the
best team.
Yeah. They've got. And we can actually say that because Kevin Walters called the Broncos the best last week, but they ain't the best. Panthers have proof that we're the best, and we have been for the last 3 or 4 years. So
maybe, Shay, you should ring up the Panthers and tell them to get a game in Adelaide.
I do have contacts.
You do?
Sort of. I
ring up Anita and tell her to get the Panthers in Adelaide.
See what I can do.
Yeah. Well, moving on from that, we'll talk about, this is one thing I was talking about all week with Shay off air, is finals footy and having extra time and then having a golden point, then just going, so it's 16-all. Game's over. Extra time instead of
golden point.
Because I feel like the 2015 grand final, as much as it was a great grand final.
Best grand final I've ever seen.
It's just the way it ended. Yep. The win after Ben Hunt dropped the ball.
Yeah.
It should have been 5 minutes each way.
Yeah.
And then
golden point.
Because I think it's a bit of
an anti-climax.
Yes. Yeah. You need that. Like, when you have golden point, depending if you kick or receive, if you get a good set, get up there, kick a field goal, the other team hasn't even got a chance to get the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
I think club games maybe doesn't really matter for for extra time, but like a finals and a grand final and maybe the origin as well. They need extra time and then golden point.
Yep.
It's the biggest part of the season.
Exactly.
It's like soccer when they have
penalties and stuff.
So you don't go straight to penalties. You have extra time and then you have penalties.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
I just feel like, my personal opinion, people might disagree, but I can imagine, like, to say the Warriors played the Panthers in the grand final, it's 18-all.
Don't say that.
And there's golden point. If Panthers get the ball, clearly will nail that from 40 out and the game's over.
So would Sean Johnson.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, let them have a bit of a go.
Like
maybe even instead of golden point, a golden try. I've talked about it before, but...
No, I reckon extra time, 5 minutes each way and then golden point.
And then golden point.
Give them a bit of more time. Yeah.
It just would be a lot better way to finish the season then.
Yeah, because a lot of people say that the 2015 grand final was the best ever, or close to one of the best ever. I agree. My dad is a Cowboys supporter and my pop is a Broncos supporter. So, and I like the Cows. I like the Cows more than I like the Broncos. So I was going for the Cows that night, and that was just so exciting. To the ending of that game was so exciting. And then to have it end by golden point at the time was like, yay, Cows have won. But when looking back, could have been even better with a bit of extra time at the end.
I think the Cows would have still won.
I think they would have too, definitely.
Yeah, because I remember watching the game and I was somewhere in outback Queensland for work, and I went to a RSL club and everyone was going for the Broncos. Everyone. It was packed. And I'm like, I'm going for the Cowboys. And the highs and lows of the game.
Yeah, like, it's like a roller coaster.
The fans of the Broncos were like up and cheering, and then next minute they'll be down and the Cowboys would be up. So it was a great game. Yeah. But my personal favourite game, grand final, it was a Manly Melbourne game, and it was 40-0.
Yeah.
I loved that game.
I bet you did.
It was great. Yeah. Where were you when that game was on?
I wasn't around at that time.
Yeah, I know where you were. You've told me this story. Oh. Remember this story?
I don't know if it's appropriate to say what I was doing on that game.
You were passed out.
Well, yeah. So I'd been having a few drinks that day, as you do grand final day, and I hadn't had something to eat. And then I just passed out for the whole game and I was missed the whole game. Lucky I'm not a Manly supporter.
We'll have to watch that when we get home. That's a good game to watch.
Yeah, it was a good game.
But yeah, anyway, I'd love to hear if anyone agrees with extra time then golden point, because I definitely think it'd just make it a whole lot better having that extra time and then having golden point.
Definitely.
Or maybe you have to kick it with your opposite foot.
Claire's could still do that.
Or maybe like you get the ball from dummy off, you do like a 780 or a 1140, do a little twist and then kick the goal left
footed. Now you're just talking crap. Let's just, enough now.
All right. So, we'll go on from there and we'll have a quick break and then we'll come back with the review of the round 27. Be right back.
Sports Mornings. It's on Osports Radio is the ultimate destination for avid sports fans who want to kickstart their day with the latest updates and engaging discussion. The station is currently on the lookout for volunteer breakfast sports presenters who are passionate about delivering top-notch sports content to the audience. Volunteers will have the opportunity to be part of an exciting team, gaining valuable broadcasting experience while showcasing their love for sports. With a diverse lineup of programs, Sports Mornings covers a wide range of sports, ensuring that listeners get their daily dose of football, cricket, tennis, and more. Find out more info. You can email the producer of Sports Mornings, Darren Andrews, at admin@ozsports, that's OzSports, online, online, that's one word, .com. That's admin@ozsportsonline.com. What you think about when you're born into a fire? Let them burn, let them burn it out. Sell them to the richest buyer. They want to let the world decay. They tell us lies and fade away, fade away. We feel betrayed. We were raised to lose the race. Wake it to the back of the pack, kill it anyway. Listen up now. We're never dropping out. Beat the odds, beat the big house. Our brains are bigger than the doubt. We've been thinking for ourselves. Never let the truth fade away. This is bigger than ourselves. We won't let the world burn away. Anyway. Kill it anyway. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast with Simon, Shay and Darren.
All right, let's start off with the review of round 27. All right. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the preview last week and we could review it. And Thursday night, it was at Suncorp. It was the Storm versus the Broncos, 32-22. Shay, what's your thought on that game?
Well, I said last week the Broncos were cocky. Kevy coming out saying they're the best team. Well, they're not, because the Panthers are number one in attack and defence. I said that they would lose to the Storm because this whole resting all their players would backfire. And the whole plan of hoping the Warriors would beat the Dolphins didn't work. So now they've got to play the Storm twice. So I like to say that I was right in my prediction. And also, Broncos suck.
So this game was interesting, obviously, with all the players rested.
Yeah.
I think a few players kind of, because obviously most of these players have been reserve grade all year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tristan Saylor for the Broncos played really well.
Yeah,
I haven't really seen much of Tristan Saylor. Mm-hmm. What I have, impressive. I think he would obviously go better at a different club because Reece Walsh has got that number one zone down.
Yeah.
So he'd go good at maybe the Rams in 2025.
Go the Rams. Bah.
Paps was good
for the Storm. Obviously, he's been named on the bench again. He's a big in.
Yeah. And he got 4 from 6 in the conversions. Oh, that Grant Anderson, I'm pretty sure he almost scored 3, didn't he? Was he the one that stepped on the sideline?
Yeah, that's right. He ruined that, didn't he?
Like, yeah, I think he almost scored 3, but he played well. I was just happy that the Broncos lost, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a high-scoring game. For the guys not playing, but it wasn't too bad of a game.
Would have been better if it was full strength.
Yeah, obviously, this week is the real game for the finals, so I reckon this would be good, but we'll go on there with the preview later.
Yeah.
The Friday game was at Four Pines Park, and that was the West Tigers versus the mighty Manly Seagulls.
So we're underway on a Friday night off the boot of Abby Corrissau, and Arthur was the first to touch it. Manly at times exhilarating attack sparked by Daly. Terry Evans last week. Oh, straight away, they're on the run. And Kohler, they'll just take them on and run away. Tolu Kohler. Well, he's just gone around Jareem Buller. Just strong barnstorming run. Nice little line break there. That's a poor tackle from Corrissau, who finds Kohler on the inside. There's no better player you want to have ball in hand. There's so much space in front of him.
Simpkin, hard. Corrissau, dummy, lovely step. That's nice. That's really sharp from Abby Corrissau. The Tigers are in hibernation to start the game.
Croker back with Trbojevic. Very flat pass for Sipley. Kept going for Arthur. Then for Ben Trbojevic. A series of short passes there. Quick play the ball for Parker. Tolu Kohler. Boy, he's hot at the moment. Tolu Kohler. He is going so well at the moment. Last week, Terry Evans, Arthur, floating ball, easy try, Saab for the corner. Well, not so easy, but still a four-pointer. He was certainly overdue.
He probably could have just gone for the corner, come off the right foot.
Out onto the wing. Here's that Laurie is in the centre. Here go the legs. Saab's away. He's got support inside. Terry Evans is there. It goes behind him. Great pickup on the Kawato. Still there. Saab back with it. Super try. Top shelf stuff from Manly. Saab's got the hand up for the kick. If they get it that wide, Arthur, it'll come down well short of him. On the Kawato.
Oh, brilliant.
Great catch. Great catch. And Bullymore scores his first try of the year.
Wonderful player, Ola Kawadu. He's big, he's aggressive, but he's got such deft hands about what he does.
The last pass is forward, and clearly so. But Bullymore, I don't want to take his moment off him. Croker has a spin. Ola Kawadu to fall over the line. And I mean fall over the line to score. Parker to Arthur. Now Chang-Pung Tung just dumping it back inside with Sipley. Offload. Gordon's got it again. Arthur's had a lot of touches. Terry Evans. Daly Terry Evans. Great stuff. Another try, does it? Oh! And he's given it to Jake. What a moment. Daly Terry Evans has served it up for the 200 man. Jake Trbojevic to score. Chankum Tung, left side with Arthur. And then Kola, ball on the bounce. It'll still produce a try. Vega goes over in nonchalant fashion to score for Manly. They're into the 40s.
And they gave them a carving up. Yeah. I love this game.
Yeah.
54-12. Shay, what was your thoughts?
It was great. I was happy that your boys won. Good to see that my mate Gordon Chan Kum Tong got another try. I loved that. Cherry, I thought, was on fire, but he's been really good all year.
He gave the try to Gordon, and he gave the try to Jake.
Yeah. I was about to say that about Jake's 200th, getting his try.
Yeah, that was good. Tyler Kohler played really well at fullback again.
You were saying that he should be fullback, and you said that last week.
Yeah, he's been great. Mm. And it's good to see Manly finish on a high after a disappointing season.
Mm.
I don't think many people predicted him to make the top eight. There's a good crowd there at Four Pines. It was 16,503 people. So it's a pretty good crowd for an early Friday game for Jake's 200th. So I think Manly would be happy that their season's over. They can get, obviously, the injury sorted for next year.
Yep.
Turbo back. There's a few other injuries as well.
Yeah.
And they're talking about a few players leaving the club as well, cleaning out a few. So exciting for Manly. For the Tigers, disappointing season again. Wooden Spoon, Happy Coruscal, their best player of the year. And they're losing their second best player to Manly, Luke Brooks. So
that is
a shame. The late game on Friday was a big game for the finals. It was the Roosters versus the Rabbits. 26-12. What was your thoughts on that game?
I thought it was a bit of an anti-climax. I mean, I know that South had Latrell out, but I thought it might have been a better game than it was. I think South were out there to hurt the Roosters boys after they realised they couldn't win. I thought they were just playing dirty like they always do. I thought Sam Walker was pretty good.
Yeah.
After I said that he was too small to play first grade last week. He played really good last...
Cameron Murray played well for South.
Yeah.
I really think Cody Walker's, he's gone quiet in the last 6 weeks with all that drama and stuff, because he was in form around Origin and he's kind of just dropped off a bit. The Roosters, they deserve to win.
Well, yeah, but I still think they're not going to make that much of a... Well, they always do, though, in the finals. They always go second or third week, but I still don't think if they came up to the Panthers in the grand final, I don't think they'd beat us.
That's true. All right, so we have the Saturday game, and it was at Suncorp. It was the Dolphins Warriors 34-10. Obviously, Warriors rested everyone.
Yeah,
it was a good game to watch, but not if you're a Warriors fan. Obviously, doesn't really mean much in the context of the final series.
Well, it does for the Warriors. It's either play the Panthers or play the Broncos. They
probably wanted to not play the Panthers.
Well, they're playing us.
Well, they're playing them, yeah. But, they're good to see the Dolphins finish of their first season in NRL with a win. They'll go better next year. They're getting a few players. So, it was good for the Dolphins to have a win.
Yeah.
The next game on Saturday was at Bluebet Stadium. Yeah. It was the Cowboys versus, who's that team? I can't even remember who they were.
The Mighty defending back-to-back premiers, soon to be three-peat premiers, the Mighty Panthers.
Is Yo or rushing up Hiku, and it's created an extra man. Crichton is over and Penrith are on their way. Stephen Crichton is in. Enjoyed that, Steve Crichton. Fifth time this year he's been the first try scorer in the match. Back for Cleary. The chip bomb here. Crichton, my word, how high did he get? Cogger getting it on to Ruma. Yes, sir! That's the Penrith Panthers at their glorious best. Stephen Crichton.
This team, everyone just does their job. Kick it to Crichton. He's athletic. He jumps up on their shoulders. Bats the ball back. Everyone available. Get a nice pass to your winger. He scores a try.
Two remain here. Yo. One for Cogger at the line. Here's Liam Martin. You can see it coming. You could see it coming, and it's delivered by Jack Cogger. But Liam Martin has brought the fury tonight, and now he gets a try. So it comes out to Cleary. Oh, a wild one. In fact, a perfect one. As it comes to Tyler, he muscles his way to the line. Well, as the ball hung in the air, the Cowboys didn't know whether to come forward or sit back. And it's Brian Tuttle carrying them all the way to the line. Cogger, the double pump, Dearden rushed up, gets one back on Cleary, but Cleary holds it. Now the little dart out of dummy half, and Summerton's over! Luke Summerton
Johnson. Another crash play. We saw so much of that in the first half. Hamalolo to be a slow play, the ball too. And now it comes here to Neem. This is their one way, and it looks like it's worked. Finally, they've got their way down the middle, and it's Griffin Neem who puts points on the board. Keeps it alive. Leibert's got a little stick here, and he gets through. It's Zach Leibert who scores, and the door is open. Dylan Edwards was wrong-footed. Zach Leibert, Cowboys desperately hanging on. Cleary delays the pass. Crichton the flick. Taruva, no room. Somehow gets there. Sidnea Taruva squeezes into the corner.
Just goes for the try line with some fancy footwork, but they are a class football team. They've got players right across the field that can create and finish. Their outside men are just quality. Look at this as we watch the head on. He's centimetres in from his sideline, just gets rid of one, does a bit of a shimmy, and then gets the ball down.
Yeah. Cleary, the kick. Here's Edwards coming through. Edwards pokes his nose in front. Well, if it's not a try, it's a dead set penalty try. And if it's not a penalty try, it's 10 in the bin.
Professional foul, mate. In the bin.
Shakes off in a Fetiaki. Boy, strong. And he gets there. Nathan Cleary scores.
And it's going to take some, you know, some strong people to make a decision there. As I said, the referee was pretty close. He thought it was no try live, but anyway, we found a try from the bunker.
He's drinking water. That was too hard for Hesson. Now look out, Crichton's away. And he burns away Townsend. Then he does dead in him and then provides the pass away to Cleary. The flick pass. Oh, here they come, the entertainers. Hosking away to Edwards. Edwards still going, and he keeps it alive. This is too good. Tyrone Peachy to the 30. You know he'll want to keep it going, but he'll just take the tackle. Peachy. Cleary. Edwards. Thank you. Brian Tuttle scores. They're into the 40s. The Cowboys bow out. But the Penrith Panthers, in front of a standing ovation, clinch the minor premiership. It's the Panthers again, third time in 4 years.
Panthers, and they won 44-12.
Sorry, Dadsy, I told you you would get beaten this last week, and I was right again.
So this was interesting because, like the Panthers, they kind of flexed their muscle a little bit here. Stephen Crichton was great. Mm. Nathan Cleary was great as well.
Yeah.
I think everyone was really, really good that played.
Cogger's really good to filling in for Romy at 5'8".
Yeah.
Liam Martin is just a beast. Yeah. I think he is such a good player, and I'm so glad that we've re-signed him. Sonia Taruva, or Tito as we call him, he has to be in the team again next year on the wing.
Yeah, 210 running metres.
What a beast.
As well.
He's come into his own. Like, this was his first year in first grade. And everyone said how good he was in reserves. I don't really watch the reserves much. So I just go by what people say on the Panthers groups that I'm on Facebook. But, yeah, he is a beast. I really like Sonia Taruva. I think he's awesome, and I think he's going to be a star.
The crowd there was huge,
It was
too.
Sold out again.
21,525 people.
They
always have
crowd.
Big crowds there.
Yep.
That's why they need a new stadium in Penrith, because they will sell it at every game.
Yep, and it'll be a sellout again this week too for 100%. The finals, definitely.
So, yeah, for the Cowboys, it was disappointing to see them miss out in the finals.
Yeah.
Obviously got a soft spot for the Cows.
Mm.
They really should have played finals. They really should have. I think they just dropped off at the end of the season.
They were very inconsistent. They'd go good, and then they go bad again, and then they start.
I feel like
well.
Drinkwater didn't play that good on the weekend. It kind of seemed like he was missing a bit.
Mm. Well, Val's out too.
Val's been out for a while, yeah. But I think they'll go good next year.
Mm.
Obviously, it's all about injuries for your team. If you have a few injuries, it can ruin your season pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good game. The next game, the Dragons and the Knights. The Knights won 32-12.
I didn't even watch this game, to be honest.
I had it on. It was the Dragons. They were in there for a little bit, and then I think a couple of sin bins late kind of ruined the game a little bit for me. But Dominic Young played well. The Dragons really had no chance, to be fair.
Mm.
The big thing about the Dragons is, yeah, obviously Ben Hunt. He said he's playing there next year.
And
so
they got Flanagan as coach.
Flanagan. Or he heard this afternoon, he's like 10 players, eight to 10 players he's getting rid of.
Wow, so a big clean out.
They need a clean out there. Mm. Yeah, for the Knights, they're obviously in the finals.
Ponga.
Kampong back this week. It'll be big.
Mm. But is he
going to be injured?
I was going to say, is he 100% or is he hiding that injury? Is he going to get smashed and then be out the rest of the game again like he usually does?
Yeah. Disappointing crowd there for 10,000 people for that game.
Yeah.
At Jubilee Stadium. I think the Dragons fans are just happy for the season to be over. And they hope that Flanagan comes in. And I think Kyle Flanagan might be going to the Dragons too.
Yeah, you were saying that. Yeah,
Play with his daddy.
That sounds good.
To be coached by his dad. Yeah. Don't say daddy ever. That's bad, eh? Yeah, okay, yeah. So that'll be interesting because he could play hooker, he could play 5'8", have Ben Hunt and him. That could be a good.
Mm.
The Sunday game, this was interesting.
Titans and Dogs.
Yeah, 34-30, the Titans won.
And Dogs came back very quickly.
They did. They scored like 3 tries in 15 minutes or something.
But and so Kieran Foran got a hat trick.
First hat trick of his career.
So did Fox got a hat trick as well for the Dogs.
Yeah, Fox. And they had 14, almost 15,000 people there for a Titans game.
Yeah.
The Titans really should get better crowds because it's such a beautiful stadium and the weather's always pretty
good. Yeah, it's always
there.
So nice. It is a good stadium, but it's good atmosphere.
It is a nice stadium, yeah.
It's good atmosphere when they've got a big crowd too. Well, I think anyway.
Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, Dave Fita played well, Tino played well, and Kieran Foran with his hat-trick played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
For the Dogs, yeah, Adekar got a hat-trick, and his running meters, 177 running meters, so that's too bad. Disappointing for, I think Birdo was a bit disappointing that game, but obviously they've got a big off-season. Hopefully they don't do much wrestling in the off-season. The last game of round 27 is a really disappointing game for me.
The Sharks and Raiders,
I was so hopeful the Raiders would pull something out because they've just died in the arse, to be fair.
Yeah.
And Sharks beat them 24-6 was a big win. The Raiders scored first and then...
And then it was downhill
from
there.
That was it. Remember for a while there, it was pretty close.
The Sharks scored in the 15th and then didn't score again until the 52nd.
Yeah, because Sebastian Chris got sent off for that spear tackle.
That's right,
So once he got sent off, that's when the Sharks opened up. So if he didn't get sent off with that... It was a spear tackle. He had to be sent off. But if he didn't get sent off...
Don't you remember when Nathan Cleary did that against Parramatta last year?
It's always hard to play with a player down.
He's out for 5 weeks too now, so he's out for the season.
He's gone.
Yeah.
So would that change anything? The Raiders, obviously the defense was a lot better than it has been previously till Old May got sent off. So
yeah, I still think, we're going to talk about that next, but I still think the Raiders are making up the, I think both of these
teams
are making
up the numbers. We'll talk about that in our preview. So that was a good round, crowd of 12,750.
And Parramatta had the bye.
I'm telling you what, Parramatta play the Rams. Every week we beat them. All right. we get some guys from Adelaide. So that is enough for our review. Then we're going to go on with our finals preview for the games.
And so, hang on, we're getting up on our phones. Hold on a moment, everybody.
Technology's slow. So, Friday night, Suncorp again.
Oh, this is going to be a cracker because both full strength. I still reckon the Storm are going to beat the Broncos.
Broncos.
I know it's at Suncorp and I know the Broncos have been on fire.
Yeah.
But so have the Storm. And
Jerome
Hurst
is back, which is a big thing.
Yes. He's a good player.
You look at both teams. This is it could be really close. The Broncos, obviously in form. So are the Storm. Perhaps is there. I'm actually really excited about this game.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it.
It's going to be a good one.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos win, but I do think the Storm will win.
I think the Storm will win because the Storm have more. I keep saying it. They got more experience.
Yeah.
Because it's the Broncos first. Most of those players have not played finals in first grade.
They'll be pretty nervous, yeah.
They'll be too cocky.
But the only good thing about the game, it's at Suncorp. It's going to have to be sold out, surely.
I haven't seen, but it should be.
We've lived in Brisbane. We know that once the Brisbane Broncos make the finals, the whole
of Queensland
city get behind them. It'll be all over the radio.
Yeah.
It'll be all over the news. So.
Yeah. And good on them because they've had a few rough years. As much as I don't like the Broncos, they've had a few rough years. And it's good to see that they're back. Yeah,
Reynolds is back too, so that's good.
Yeah.
I'm just keen to see Reece Walsh play.
Be interesting to see how he plays because he's been flapping his gums a bit in the last couple of days in the media. So we'll see.
We'll see how he goes. And then obviously Cameron Munster, I think, will have a big game. So
Paps.
Yeah. So who's your tip?
Storm by.
Storm?
Storm by, I think, 4.
I'm going to go Broncos by 6. Who's your player of the match? Who's going to get the player of the match?
Hold on, let me have a look. I reckon player of the match will be...
I'm going to go Payne Haas, for the Bronx.
Interesting.
So the second game, this would be a pretty boring affair. I think no one will probably go to this game. About 13 people watch this one. This is is it Penrith Panthers?
The mighty, mighty Panthers.
First the Waz at Bluebet. Your thoughts. This could take about 45 minutes.
Where do I start? Well, as always... I'm always going to think that these boys are going to win, but I'm always nervous, especially in finals. I talk a big game, but I still get nervous for the Panthers. Even though I know we can win, I know how good we can be. It's just, finals are a different beast. And Warriors, I think they'll be out and they'll put up a big fight, definitely. I'm pretty sure it'll be a sold-out crowd at Blue Bet again. But I reckon we'll win. We'll get that week off.
So your tips by how much?
I reckon by at least 8 just to calm my nerves.
And who's your player of the match?
I reckon my player of the match will be Scotty Sorensen.
Right, I'm going to go.
Scotty T. Hottie.
I'm going to tip upset. I'm going to go the Waz, and I'm going to go there by 4 points. And Sean Johnson as the player of the match. Why? What finger are you giving me? What's that for?
Because that's not what you say when your wife's in the room.
I just think, I can spring us upset. So there you go.
That is disgusting. Why would you say that?
Yep. Okay. The next game is the late game, and that's the Sharks Roosters at PointsBet Stadium in Cronulla. Who's your tip?
Roosters. I reckon, as I said before, I reckon the Sharks and the Raiders are making up numbers in the top 8 this year. Sorry, no offence to any Sharks or Raiders fans. It's just my opinion. And I think the Roosters will win by 4 or 6. 6.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So, and your player of the match?
Player of the match will be, I reckon, Lindsay Collins.
Lindsay Collins. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'm going to say the Roosters will win this. I reckon they'll win it easily.
Yeah.
I think, the Sharks, I look at their team and they've got a good team. I say it every week. But there's nothing like scary about them. There's no like, oh my God, they've got this guy.
Except for Nico.
Like Nico, So I think, I think they'll win it quite easily. And my player of the match, I'm going to go, is Victor Radley.
Oh, Victor the Inflictor.
And then the final game of the first week of the finals is Sunday at 3:30 at Newcastle. And it's, obviously Newcastle versus the Raiders.
Yeah.
Who is your tip and who?
Newcastle. I reckon Newcastle by, 10. Because I don't think the Raiders are really, their premiership windows, no, it's nothing.
This actually really annoys me, the Raiders. Like, they've definitely fizzled into the finals. And the fact that Jared Croker, he is not in the team for it's going to be his final game, possibly, if they lose. And they've put Jack Whiten in the centres again. And Matt Frawley at 5'8".
Didn't they say on 360 that they want Jack Whiten in the centres at Souths?
Yeah.
But then they're talking about putting Latrell there. So then they don't know where they're going to put Jack.
But I don't understand why they've got Jared Croke on the reserves bench when, he should be playing. He should be playing and they should put him in the centres and then Jack Whiten at 5'8". But the Raiders, Ricky Stewart's, maybe he might pull a late one because he's still in the squad.
Yeah.
He might I'm hoping he pulls a late one because I feel like Jared Croker, if it's going to be his last game, he should play it.
Yes.
I still don't want him to retire.
Well, you said that you think he's being pushed out.
Yeah. So I'm going to tip the Raiders all against my better knowledge by 1. I'm going to say field goal from Elliot Whitehead. No, I'm just kidding. He wouldn't kick a field goal. I'm going to say Jamal Fogarty kick a field goal and Newcastle, right. That's what's going to happen. What do you think
about
that?
Did you ask me?
Did I ask you your tip?
I don't remember.
I think you said Newcastle, didn't you?
But you didn't ask me my player.
Your player. Who's your player of the match? Who's my player of the match?
It's not Ponga.
I'll think of mine, you think of yours.
My player for Newcastle is Daniel Saifidi. Only because I don't really care about Newcastle.
My player of the match, Jordan Rapana.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So that's the end of the preview for the finals.
Yeah.
We'll go through all the teams now in the top 8, and we'll give you our thoughts on their chances of winning, their weaknesses, their strengths, and their players to watch. All right. So we'll start from the bottom and work our way out.
Okay.
So the Raiders, what's their chances of winning the Premiership, Shay?
I reckon out of 10, probably 0.
Oh, that's good. That's.
Well, just because they were up near the top 4 like 3 or 4 weeks ago, now they're just scraping into the top 8.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, again, they don't have the experience. Oh, well, they got Ricky Stewart as a coach, but still, like, they don't have the experience as other teams have.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they're good enough to, I don't think they're good enough to be in week 2, to be honest.
No,
I think they'll be out week 1.
I think they've got slim chances, yeah. I look at their team and I don't agree with some selections, so their chances for me is low, very low.
Out of 10?
Out of 10, I'll give them a 1.5 out of 10.
That's nice of you.
What's their weaknesses, do you reckon, Shay?
Defense. Well, they call them the faders for nothing.
The faders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree that their weakness is defense. Okay, now what's their strength?
Their strength, Jack Whiten, and they're letting him go.
Yeah, I'd say their strength is their coach,
Ricky Stewart. Is that because he's the best tantrum thrower ever?
He
all the
throws
coaches.
A good tantrum. But I just love that. I love that he has a bit of passion. He's not scared to get fined. I love that about him.
Yeah, he's got enough money.
Yeah. So who is your player to watch?
In the Raiders, probably Jack Whiten.
Yeah. I'd say my player to watch is Jordan Rapana. I think if he plays well, then the Raiders might have a chance of progressing. But yeah, we'll go on with the Roosters now. All right, so what do you think the chances are for the Roosters?
Every year, like the last few years, well, not the last few, but like whenever the Roosters are in like the bottom half of the top four, like they're just scraping, or you know, they're mid eight or whatever, they always get to at least the second or third week, because that's just what they do. That Trent Robinson, he's a good coach, and I think he just trains them for the finals, you know. So I reckon their chances, I'm not going to write them off because, I mean, I hate them so much, but yeah. I'm not going to write them off because they've got experience and they just know how to win finals games. I reckon they'll make at least week two.
Yeah.
Maybe week three if they're lucky. And I think maybe a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Is this to win the grand final or to make the grand final?
To win the grand final. To make it.
To make it? Yeah. Or it's just chances of winning. So yeah, I think winning. 4 out of 10.
I'm going to go 5 out of 10. What's their weaknesses, do you think, the Roosters?
Discipline. Almost every week they got someone in the bin. Yeah. But Hargraves is out. But Victor the Inflictor might have taken over that role. You don't know.
I think their weakness would be inconsistency.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing. For your strengths, what's your strengths for the Roosters?
I think they're
big game players.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Yep. Big game players. They've got Teddy, Keary, I don't know who else, but they've got a few.
They've got Lindsay Collins. They've got players, yeah.
And they've got Teddy, who he just doesn't seem to ever look like he's under, I mean, he's under a lot of pressure, but he always just tries to do everything himself.
Who's your player to watch?
Teddy.
I should have. player to watch. I'm going to say, that's a good one. I'm going to say Victor. Victor Radley is their player to watch. There's a few to watch, to be
Victor
fair,
the
of them.
Inflictor.
So we'll go on with South. What's their chance? Oh, sorry, South. Wow. Not even the final. Sorry, guys.
With an S.
Sharks. South Sharks. Sharks. What's your chances of them winning? I think they're less than the Roosters.
Definitely. I think so too. I think they were lucky to be where they are, to be honest.
Yep.
Chances of winning, I reckon, maybe a 2 out of 10. Maybe not even that. Maybe a 1 out of 10. I think the only players they've got, only player that does anything really is Nico. The rest try, but they're not good enough to win the grand, to win a premiership.
I'd say they're 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
What's their weakness?
Not having enough star power.
I think their attack's pretty...
Is boring.
Pretty boring.
And there's nothing really there.
So what is your strength for the Sharks?
Nico Hines? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say the same, Nico Hines. Who's your player to watch? Nico Hines?
Yeah.
Nico Hines, same as well.
Matt Moylan. No, just joking.
Oh, we're going with Newcastle. They stormed into the finals. So
have they got like 9 or 10 in a row?
I feel like they've never lost.
They are on fire, and I don't mind Newcastle. I mean, I don't
like
them.
What's your chances of them winning?
Nah. I still reckon it's going to be somewhere out of the top four, but I reckon Newcastle will go to week three, maybe. Depends on how they go in the finals, because, again, a lot of those players, if they have played finals, they haven't gone very far.
Yeah,
we'll see. I still think someone in the top four is going to win their premiership.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Panthers, but I just think that top four, there's still a gap between the top four and the bottom eight.
Yeah. So out of 10, how much are you giving them?
Maybe a 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go 6. What's their weakness, do you think?
Well, they can't play as well without Ponga. So they're a bit of a one-man team, kind of.
I think their depth is their weakness.
Depth, that's the word.
Because if they have, obviously Ponga out, and have a couple of injuries in the halves or something, they've got no chance.
Yeah.
What do you think their strengths are?
Kalen. Yeah.
I think their form is their strength.
Well, yeah.
They're building. Obviously form, it helps.
Momentum.
Momentum, they're going to be... Raring it for the finals.
Yeah.
And playing at home, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So their player to watch.
excuse me, will be Ponga.
I'm going to say Bradman Best playing
at home. He's been good too. Yeah. He definitely has.
Here we go. We're going with the top four now. This is the big four. So the Wars.
Yeah.
Chances of winning for the Wars.
I reckon if they beat the Panthers, which I hope they don't, but if they do, I reckon they'll have a good chance of winning.
Yeah, I agree. Out of 10, what are you going to give them out of 10?
I'm going to give them an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to go 8.5.
Mm.
I'm a lot of people are getting on this bandwagon for Up the Wires.
And that's okay, because they deserve that. They've been good all year, and they deserve where they are. And their fans are nice and not cocky compared to other fans that I've come across. But
so what do you think their weakness is?
I reckon if they get a couple of injuries, like if Sean Johnson and DWZ go down with injuries or anything like that, they might go a bit not as good because they don't have their couple of their spine players. But that's about it.
I think their weakness.
And inexperienced.
Yeah, the weakness would be rookie coach.
Yeah.
That's their weakness, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Their strength.
I reckon Sean Johnson.
I think they're
and their forwards.
Yeah, they've got a great forward pack and their attack, I think, is their strengths. Their defense obviously might be a weakness too. But you've got their player to watch. Who's your player to watch?
DWZ.
I'm going to say, Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson. I'll go with the Storm. Chances of winning for the Storm.
I reckon. Well, the Storm always, I always wish they would go worse than what they do.
Always.
Because I still hate them for 2020, but, you know, whatever. My nana went for the Storm, so I can't hate them too much. Chances of winning for them, I reckon, if everyone stays fit, if Munster and Paps play well, if Hughes stays fit and everyone, I reckon an 8 out of 10.
8? I'm going to go 8.5, same as War with the Warriors.
Yeah.
What's their weaknesses for the Storm?
I don't really know.
They haven't got many weaknesses, eh?
No.
What I think is...
Well, they've had a couple of big scores. Like, they had the Dragons and they let them score a few. And then they had the Broncos last week. That was a reserves, but still.
Yeah.
They've let a few tries in. So, maybe so you're going to say defence?
Yeah. I'm going to say their weakness is their back row. Because they lost last year, Kemi Bromwich, Kafusi, both Bromwiches, didn't they? So they're second row and their lock.
Yeah.
They're very inexperienced. The rest of the team is pretty experienced in finals, but that and probably the bench too.
Yeah.
Besides Pappenhausen and Nelson on the bench, it's their other two players who probably haven't played much finals either.
Yeah.
So that's probably a weakness. Obviously, their strength is... I think it's their attack and their halves. They have the great halves. What do you think for their strength?
Yeah, I reckon Munster is their strength.
Yeah.
If he plays good, they play well.
Is he your player to watch then too?
Definitely.
My player to watch will be Jerome Hughes. I think he will be big for them.
I'm scared of him. Yeah. I am scared. If he plays well, I reckon they're close.
Broncos, the next team. Chance of them winning.
Oh, I hate them so much. Sorry, Broncos fans. Not really. But
Sorry, Tomo.
Sorry, Tomo. what am I saying?
The chances of winning chances for the Broncos.
As much as I hate it, I reckon they can go 8 out of 10 for them too. I reckon any of the top four can win.
I think 8 just behind the Storm and Wires.
Yeah.
Just because, it's a new competition now.
Yeah, but also,
But any of the top four can win. Anyone in the top 8 really can win, but top 4 obviously is a massive thing.
Yeah.
What's the weaknesses for the Bronx?
Their cockiness. Because they've got, I know, well, Kevin's come out and said we're the best team. Whether he was just doing that for the media, I don't know. But they just seem too, like how the Panthers, how the Panthers were in 2020. We went through that win of not, you know, that year of being so good. And then we stumbled on the grand final and we lost. Yeah. And we had all those young players who are now premiership winners. But Broncos only have a couple of players that have played grand finals. That's their weakness. I keep saying it. They're too inexperienced.
I want to say the weakness is, inexperience in finals. I think next year they'll be a lot better.
Definitely.
And obviously Kevin Moldis hasn't really coached much in finals, so it's a weakness.
Yep.
What's their strengths? I want to say it's like a weakness as well as a strength. So I'm going to say the inexperience is going to be, they're going to be enthusiastic and they're going to be pumped.
Yeah.
So that could be a strength. They're going to be really hyped up because they haven't been here for a while.
Yeah.
All their players are young and they'd be so excited for finals.
Yeah, and they'll hear all the background noise of their fans back, fantastic. Yeah,
all the people in Brisbane will be back them, so it's going to be massive. So their strength, obviously, and they've got a good attack. I think Reece Walsh.
Yeah, Reece Walsh, yeah.
Player to watch?
I reckon Reynolds.
I'll say Reece Walsh. I think he'll go good in the finals. Mm-hmm. And the last team. Mm-hmm. Oh, should we cut this team?
No
one wants to hear about these
How
guys.
How dare you?
All right, talk about the West Tigers chance. Oh, not West Tigers. The Penrith Panthers' winning. What do you reckon? What's their chance? Don't say 10 out of 10. Don't 10? Do
no, well, 11 out of 10. How do you like them apples?
I don't like apples.
Well, I am biased, as everyone's probably, if everyone's listened before, they'll probably know that I'm one-eyed and I don't care what anyone else thinks. I'm going to tell you that my Panthers are going to win every game. But I truly, truly, truly believe, even if I wasn't a Panthers supporter, I would say that they were going to get their 3-peat
this year. Out of 10. Is that 11?
Yes, 11.
Oh, God, okay. I'm going to go 9 out of 10. They're obviously the favourites for the comp, but things can happen really quick.
Speaking of that, did you hear about the betting thing, how it's going to be the worst thing to ever happen in betting history if we win?
Oh, really?
Because everyone's – I don't understand betting, but apparently everyone's Panthers.
Oh, Eric put a cheeky dollar on the cheeky hundred on.
Yeah, so it's gonna be the worst thing ever. So people are thinking that the NRL are gonna rig it so the Panthers don't win. Oh. But they better not, because I'll be complaining.
Okay, what is your weakness for the Panthers, Shay?
I think Romy not being in 5'8", but Cog has been doing a good job. That's what I think.
I think their weakness will be if they're
they don't have any.
If they're a bit complacent, that because they've they've been there, they've done everything in the game. They've won two comps. They've won minor premierships. All the players play Origin.
All the records.
Are they still as hungry as they were in 2020, 2021?
Yes, they are. Have you not heard how Nathan Cleary has been talking? He wants this. This three-peat.
I think that's the only weakness is a bit of complacency.
But we've got players leaving. So we've got Critter. We've got who else is leaving?
I love how you see we.
Spencer, like we. They're my boys. So we got Spencer and Critter leaving. Yeah. They want a certain amount of winners.
We'll see. Kicks. I think that's it. So you have no weakness. I'm going to say their complacency.
Well, I'm not saying everyone's perfect. We're pretty close. But
strengths. I only your strengths. How long have we got? Keep going. We talk weakness. You had no weaknesses.
Well, I'm just saying no one's perfect. And
except
also
for me. Yep. Except for Manly.
Anyway, no one's perfect, but I think we're pretty close. That's all
okay.
I'll say.
Yeah, so your strengths. How long have we got?
Well, our spine as our strength. Kenny's back. Scott Sorensen's back as well in the second round.
Just want to name the whole team as your strength.
I reckon Dylan Edwards, if I was to choose a player all right. to watch.
Strengths for the Panthers is their defence.
Yeah. That's defence wins premierships.
Yeah, and they've got the best events, so that's their strength.
And attack.
Who's your player to watch?
I just said Dylan Edwards.
Dylan Edwards. Yep. And go. Player to watch is Fisher Harris, a.k.a. Yes. Fish Rock.
He just plays so well every week, Fish. He doesn't get into any crap like Hargraves or anyone does. Doesn't try and start crap. Just does his job and does it well. Absolute beast.
Well, it's going to be good. It's going to be good finals anyway.
I'm really excited. It's a closer finals than it has been in the last few years.
Yeah, I feel like the last couple of years, the Panthers were way in front. I think they've come back to the pack a little bit, losing. I think Appy Coruscant was a big loss. But they've kind of managed without him, with Mitch Kenny.
Kenny's
but
been awesome.
The comp is a lot tighter. I think it's like four out of the eight can win. I think anyone in the top four could win it. I don't think anyone outside the top four, maybe the Knights, could win it. But yeah, it's going to be great. I hope everyone enjoys the first week of the finals.
Rampage League Podcast with Simon, Shay and Darren. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the Rampage League Podcast with Simon, Shay and Darren. And after our discussion, we're now going to talk about the Player of the Week, Grub of the Week and Game of the Week. This will be interesting.
All right, so it's not going to be all Panthers, I'm sure. So the Player of the Week for you, Shay.
I reckon Cherry.
Cherry Evans?
Cherry Evans from Manly. I just think every week he's just tries his heart out. But last week... just the fact that he gave some of those tries to Gordon and to Jake for his 200th, I thought that was really special. And he could have scored about five tries, I reckon, that game. I just thought he was on fire.
My player of the week is the fullback from Andy Cola, Okola. I think he's – if he was a fullback for the whole year for Manly would have made top eight. I think he's a great fullback. He's a great centre. I think he's got a big future. For Manly, I hope he stays in the comp because there was talk he was going to go to Union. So I'm glad Manly signed him up. For the grub of the week, Shay, who's your grub of the week?
My grub of the week was that Brendan Piakura from the Broncos. He was on report, I think, two or three times. Didn't get suspended for any of it. I just think he's a grub, and that's my opinion.
All right, my grub of the week. It's a Raiders player. I don't think he's really much of a grub, but it's the spear tackle that went wrong. Mm. I think I really like this guy, Sebastian Chris. He's a junior for the Raiders, played for Tuggeranong Valley Dragons. But he's my grub of the week just because he got that tackle wrong. He got sent off, which really cost the Raiders massive in that game. The game of the week for you, Shay.
Panthers, Mighty Panthers and Cows. We've had a few lean weeks. I mean, we've had mostly wins, but they've been a bit up and down game-wise.
Yep.
I just think that we were playing ourselves back into form or just flexing our muscles for the finals against the Cows, and it was just really good to see the boys all back doing what they do best.
So my game of the week is Manly Sea Eagles.
Of course it is.
Versus the Tigers, 54-12, and I feel like it could have been 70. It was a bit disappointing from a Tigers fan stance, but as a Manly fan, I didn't want it to finish. And when the Tigers scored their last try to get to 12, I was really disappointed because I wanted it to be like a cricket score.
It was really disappointed.
But yeah, that was my game of the week. We'll go for a quick break and we'll come back and wrap up the show. About right back. Basically brings up the end of the podcast. We'll talk obviously about the social media. Make sure you jump on our Facebook page, Instagram page. Thanks to everyone who follows us on Instagram. If you listen to this podcast and you're into rugby league and you want to jump on and be a guest, or we can interview you if you work for SA Rugby League, or if the NRL players are listening, doubtful, but maybe. would love to hear have you on as a special guest in the future.
Yeah.
Make sure you jump onto Dead Set Stitch Up, get your Rams merchandise. We've also got our Rampage League podcast shirts. Send us a message and we'll get you one of them shirts. And then we'll be back again next week and it'll be the review of the first
week of the finals.
And if you're in Adelaide or South Australia, even if obviously around Australia, make sure you're just wearing your colours.
Jerseys with pride.
Let's outdo the AFL for finals and get everyone in their rugby league gear, because obviously
it's the greatest game of all.
Yeah, in South Australia, in Victoria, they'll be having AFL everywhere. Actually, good luck to the Port Power too in their finals. Adelaide team made the finals.
Did they?
Yeah, you know, did you no show idea. You? So good luck to Port and all the Port fans. But make sure you're wearing your rugby league gear around so we can show that rugby league is a national game. It's not just for the eastern states. And we'll talk to you again next week, Darren.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Shay. And as Simon says, we'll be back next week.
Bring back the Rams.
Ah. The Rampage League podcast is a production of All Sports Radio.
Go the Rams. Ah.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Kieran Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.